Ready when you are. You ready?
Yeah, that's just me on the group. Let's just ask him, David, is he up the north? Are you recording?
Yeah.
Are you for real? I got my phone there, you dope. Yeah. Are you actually recording there?
Yeah.
You think? How long was that going on for?
I don't know. We'll be on it. We're on 24 seconds.
All right.
No. We came with you,
I was like, what? How much of that did you catch there? What were we talking about?
None of that, anyway.
Well, what's up, people?
What's up?
Didn't even know that I was fucking here.
We're back on a week. Getting back in the swing of things. Like we said we would.
Yeah, we are. We're keeping it going. Keeping it lit.
Also, this won't be coming out like it was last. It's come back out on a Sunday. Getting back in the swing of things again. We just released the last episode early because, well, it was like 3 months late.
Just kick it off, yeah, and E3 and all was out and stuff, so it'd be good. It was a good start.
Would have been late to get out on a Sunday.
It was a bit of a slow start, though, but it was a good start.
Speaking of starting, we started a new game.
New game, yeah, we did. We started a game called The Forest, which is beast.
It actually is, eh?
It's actually good, yeah.
I'm actually happy. I just threw that out.
I was a skeptic, yeah.
Said, lads, here's a game. You have to buy it, but here's what you do. It's
actually, yeah. Hang on.
Could not believe.
Remind that, yeah. We all paid €11 for a game.
That I just said, I read a
and it's hard enough
about.
To get us all to, like, even just save a game to the library from the store. We actually all just went and bought it. Like, what the fuck happened?
Borderlands is out and no one's played. I was like, right,
fuck that. Like, we actually just went and bought a random game.
I'm happy. I'm proud. Just let me know and I do not give bad recommendations.
Yeah,
just
we got Wardy and David and Davey.
Yeah.
We got all the lads to buy a game.
Gore's going to buy it as well.
Gore has to buy it, yeah. Gore, you're next.
By the time Gore gets, it's going to be just flat land. It's going to be apartments.
There's going to be no forest left in the hand. Yeah. We need to talk about this game.
But yeah, as you say, lads went out, bought it. Never be said that I'm not
good
giving
decision.
A bad recommendation.
No, it was a good decision.
The reason I bought the game was someone on Reddit said, what's a good game to play with friends?
Oh, really? Is that
someone said, The Forest. 50% of the time, you and your friends will be laughing at the slapstick, silly shit you'll be doing with each other.
Yeah, or else just
the
running
other 50%
in fear.
Of the time is a horror film.
Lads! It's fucking... Hello? Is anybody there?
Oh, no, man.
Lads Radius. That's what happens to me. Every time I get out of menu, man, I'm like, where's everybody? Lads.
No.
Really is gone. I'm going to get pissed off at just for leaving me there.
You're the kid in The Simpsons hanging off the ropes in the gym.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Well, yeah, it's basically a game about all of straight up survival.
Yep.
You start off, you're in a plane, it crashes, your son gets taken by cannibals, and you're on this island full of mad cannibals.
Cannibals, but you don't know what they are.
Well,
they're
cannibals, but they're like, they're, I don't know. If
you don't know what they are at first.
I'm assuming they're fucking
because
cannibals,
because
they're covered
AI
in blood, and they're chopping motherfuckers
up. But the way
up.
The AI is, though, when they first see it, they look at you, and they're looking at you from a distance.
Yeah, they don't actually bite you, they just punch the head off you.
Yeah, they're going to tender you up and string you up. Wee people, you've seen the bodies in the fucking...
Yeah, like the people's intestines and shit hanging out.
But it's so cool when you first see them, they're kind of looking at you, and they're kind of like...
Oh man, it's
bouncing at you. Like,
yeah, the AI.
The
AI rewind it, because we need to explain the game.
Right, it's a survival game.
Straight up survival. Your son, you wake up on a plane, this cannibal fucking creepy dude covered in blood is staring at you, holding your son in his arms, and it's just freaky. It's freaky.
He's like,
or,
look at me.
And he just walks off and just says, yeah, what are you going to, like, he just looks at you and just say, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Like,
it's Cannibal Phillips. Captain Phillips, like, look at me. I am the father now.
I am the captain now.
I'll make a new one.
But, he just floats off, and then you start off on that plane and have to just survive.
That's
scavenge
it.
And go find your son. Find
There's
all
no
these
tutorial
clues.
That says...
No map, no tutorial, no make. Nothing.
Now, there is. You have your little survival. You have your little Bear Grylls
You have
book
a book, yeah, that helps
off.
You build
that
stuff.
You just happen to rob off your kid when he's asleep on the plane. Like, you just gotta go, okay, yeah. But in that, there's little things
this
going.
This might come in handy.
It gives you to do this, like, make a camp. But it doesn't tell you how to go about making a camp until you actually go to find...
You have to go and look into
go
the
find
book.
What... How you put the blueprint?
You just have to figure it out yourself. Basically.
There's no handholding. There's no. If you have to go find your son, you have to go find your son. You have to go find.
If you want it.
These pictures, yeah.
You could do what I did and fall out.
It's like Sean.
And just get carried away and be like, fuck me, son. I'm going building shit. By the time I built shit, Sean was an old man. That's basically what happened. That's what happened in Fallout. Sean's not old actually in the game.
Yeah,
when
actually,
you
actually
spoiler alert,
away,
but
yeah.
Anyway, when you find Sean, he's not old as fuck. Originally, and I just went building shit. that was it.
It's like that picture, that meme of like, you get out of Vault 11, I'm gonna build shit. It's a big apartment block.
That's all I always think about.
Cogward. Shouldn't you find Sean?
Who the fuck is Sean? That was gas. I had to find that picture again. That's what it reminds me of. That picture is me all over, man.
But yeah, the forest is like that, as like you can build.
It's a bit harder to build, though.
But there's no, like...
Like, it's not as easy to get resources.
Yeah.
You have to go and fucking... If you want to chop trees, you have to spend time chopping trees. Yeah. Let's find that chainsaw, man. That's handy.
Then there's timber.
Found a chainsaw in a cave. The lads, well, the lads found it first, then they show... Which is actually the good thing. One of the features in the game is good. The sense that nothing... What was it we were saying about the respawn and the items and stuff? They're all in the same place all the time.
Yeah, so if you're in a game with four people, essentially...
And you find
on
something.
On the server, there's four of them waiting.
Yeah,
there.
And your friend starts with you and starting from scratch, you can bring him to the same place that you found your shit.
So when you pick up the bow, for example, or the chainsaw, I'm saying no chainsaw, if you pick up the chainsaw, it's gone off your screen, but the other lads still have the chainsaw on their screen.
Yeah, and mind you, it's straight up trekking and surviving. Like, the game is huge. The map is fucking huge, and you'll be trekking for a while, and there's underground caves.
I reckon that's just because it's forced. I reckon we go...
The realism...
I say 3 months
like
from
the
now...
The graphics aren't the real realist look. They're good enough.
It's good. It's not
they're
like,
actually fairly decent.
It's not like 7 Days to Die Survival where it looks like Minecraft on crack.
Yeah.
It just actually does some decent...
There's some
real
elements of realism in the graphics.
There's enough
it's
in it that's
kind of
scary.
Yeah,
when
yeah basically it's
dark.
Scary.
But when it's like, dark, it's dark. There's little things you notice as well. That
yeah, all you have is a big lighter for a torch at the beginning
it's
as
actually,
well.
It's
like,
a click lighter.
Is this what it says on it?
It's not,
it's like, yeah,
it's
but it looks exactly like a big.
It's a straight up rip off,
like,
you know what I mean?
No way.
It's like in TV where you can't have Fanta Orange, but it's the same logo, but if you look at it, it's actually called
Unlimited
like,
Gas.
It's called like Bante or something that kind of way.
Unlimited Gas, but that's true to big. Big lighters last for fucking ever.
I still have my lighter that I had first day of doing the demo on Uber film. And it still works, yeah, it's in there. Yeah, little green
big
lighter.
The big one?
Yeah. I call him Demo and Lighter. But like me and David were joking
big
about
lighters are true.
Because we were going through the cave for like an hour just with this lighter out.
Oh, it's freaky. It's fucking freaky, man. My first time when I woke up on that plane in the game, I was like, hello? Lads? That was the first thing I discovered I had was like, oh, I have a little big lighter. And then I realised how creepy it is with just the big lighter
and
when
you
it's realize dark.
That's your only light
and
source.
I was like, that motherfucker just took my son. What if he comes back for me? I was like, ah, yeah, bollocks.
I don't know why.
I stayed on the plane for about 10 minutes just staring out the airplane field going, yeah, fuck it, will I go? I'm going to have to leave this place eventually. And you, funny mind, yous were only like across the way. Yous weren't even that
living
far.
Living our best life.
Yeah. Yous all trekking away, hunting, and I'm sitting there at my big lighter going, lads, what's going on? Fuck, it actually is quite scary.
Me and Dave were joking, we were in the cave for an hour with lighters. And I was like, when we were outside, and I was like, I'm keeping my lighter out. I'm not putting this back in my pocket. And I burned a leg on me, man. Things out for an hour. Dave's like, this is not realistic. Your tongue would be scalded at this stage.
Scaldy tongue.
Like, he's relighting it. How are you going to relight that out there now?
Skin made out of leather. Or, yeah, he has a bit of lizard skin wrapped around his lighter, he does for extra protection. A
little bit of gecko.
You can hunt lizard skin and use it for armor in the game.
Lizards, no.
The AI actually in the game, like the AI, the realism, all that shit is actually fairly
except
good.
Except when it comes to lizards. Unless I don't know, do lizards instinct to, when they see a human, just do donuts around them?
Yeah! The thing just goes on a manhunt. But sure, in fairness, some of the cannibals do that shit as well. Yeah, like when you come across one of the cannibals, sometimes even during the day, it's grand because you can see them coming and they're just kind of walking. And you're like, oh, lads, there's a cannibal. And then once he spots you, some of them will either, like the AI is kind of weird, they'll either just stare at you and suss you out, which is cool, I think, because like sometimes you can run at them and they'll back off, they'll run away, you know what I mean? And just be like, you fucking leave me alone, bud. You know what I mean? Or other times, they'll just see you and just. Yeah, just start running in circles.
Right there.
It's like, what the fuck? This fella's delighted to see me. It's like, what's going on? What's up, bud? I'm going to eat you. And then they'll just go, fuck it. And then just charge at you and swing in your heel.
And they leap at you.
Yeah, man. But in the daytime, it's funny. But at night time, it's a whole different ball game, man. Because like, all you can hear is, in the trees, you can't see shit. And all you have is your big lighter until you find the torch. And even at that, the torch is fucking shite as well.
A little smelly thing.
It's the big lighter's better. Do you know what I mean? But like, once you hear the rustling in the leaves and they're running up behind you, man. And it's like, oh, where is he?
Or the times where you're trekking, going to your little house icon.
Times I thought you were a fucking cannibal running.
You can hear
it. Who's that? Who's that? I nearly battered you with me club. Don't be coming up on me like that.
Do you remember day one when he finally came out of the camp and I was sneaking?
Hmm?
I remember day one when I crouched and hid my name.
Yeah, man, you've scared the shit out of me. My first time ever playing the game, I didn't know what the fuck was going on, and I'm sitting there trying to build a campfire.
Just for context, if you crouch in the game, your name will disappear off the screen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Ah, right, because I was like, what the fuck?
That's why you couldn't find us.
Unless you walk up to them. No, like, if I go up right beside you, your name pops up, even if you're thinking.
Then I didn't know that.
I think. I can't remember now, because I was so fucking freaked out. I was standing there building a fucking campfire.
You just got out with it, was yeah.
And next of all, they just kept hitting you firing arrows or something at me.
I was shooting you with a slingshot.
Something was hitting me, and I was like, lads, what the fuck is going on? I was like, something keeps hitting me in the back. And I turn around, and I see Louis crouched over in the corner, and you're just slinging shit at me. And I'm like, lads, there's a cannibal. There's something fucking firing shit at me. And Wardy's laughing, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wardy didn't laugh. He just came and goes, right, let's kill him. And then as soon as I moved around, I whipped out the chainsaw.
He realised it was you.
And I whipped out the chainsaw, I went,
yeah, but even at that stage, didn't realise that was you. I was like, lads, what the fuck? What is this thing? And then I walked up, and your name popped up, and I was like, you fucking bastard.
I uncrouched around the Wardy, yeah.
Then when you started moving, like, do you know the way when you started like going kind of just strafing sideways, the way the cannibals don't do that, you know what I mean? So I was like, that's you bollocks.
I mean, you're crouching,
man, the game is freaky.
You're crouching straight, looks like you're walking with a shite, kind of going. But yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's really
great. I haven't fucking found that. That's a great
It's buzzy, yeah. It is definitely a game to play with your mates. Like, it's good.
Now, what I will say is, since you took that recommendation, I honestly think we should go on Borderlands next.
I do want to give it a bash, but it's not the same game, man.
It's more fast paced.
It's just straight up shoot.
More fast paced, laughing and going, oh lads, I'm after getting this gun. And then showing off what you can do.
Shoot them up. That's it then.
That's the new trailer for it.
Can you like slide or, you know, do cool things like that? You know the way in Apex you can do that slide?
No sliding. This game came out before sliding was a mechanic.
I like that feature. I love that little slide.
You will miss it, but there's no fall damage and it's floaty jumping. So you have that trade-off.
It'd be buzzy and all, but I don't think it'd be as buzzy as the forest.
Different type of buzz, I'll put it that way. Yeah. Won't be as buzzy as like getting scared. Because I know myself, and it's just inevitable it's going to happen. It's going to happen about a couple of more weeks. We're going to know the forest inside now. And it's going to lose a little something.
It might lose a bit of time.
It's going to lose a little something.
I don't know, man, because that map is pretty fucking big.
But it's getting to the point where we're going to go,
we'll be able to navigate.
There's the same hole.
Yeah, the caves.
The cave is right there. We go through here, go down three ropes, and then we're going to find out.
In fairness, though, Wardy was... I was online with him last night, and he was saying he kept trying to find the cave with the katana in it.
Yeah.
And he couldn't.
He couldn't.
He said he kept trying to go back to it and he couldn't find it. Because he was starting on his own game. Do you know what I mean? He says he couldn't find it.
Saying that, I found like a little mini area with a boss and a little... Not the boss, the big fellas with the little somersault and cannibal.
We haven't found that red dude from the start.
Cannibal babies. That's a sentence I can say. Deformed cannibal somersault and babies.
Yeah, they're little weird baby things that are freaky in the caves.
Literally,
I saw one of them during the day.
One stuck up in the camp.
They only come out at night, but I think the day, there was one in the grass and I just went over and chopped it, man. I thought it was one of the lizards. I just went over with my axe and boom. And it just went, bah! And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's not a lizard. What the hell is this thing? And I told you then, and you were like, they shouldn't be out.
Yeah, but like they're the same one. I think they follow the big lads when they're walking around.
Do they? Maybe they're just the mammies.
I got killed by one of them in my start. I got strung up. Because in single player, you don't do it. You get strung up.
Oh, really?
And you cut yourself down and you have to get back out.
Right.
I don't know, it's just the first time or it's all the time, like.
Yeah.
But, so I reloaded the game. I was like, no, I'm not in the mood to find out where it was. Reloaded the game. Because there was a little tent in the... cave, I saved that. So I just said, right, the entrance is just there to fight that boss again. I'll go down.
Yeah.
The entrance was changed. It was a completely different entrance. It was a rope down to a different area.
Oh. Are you sure you're in the same place?
Yeah. The little trapdoor wall you break was gone.
So that the map regenerates differently every time?
That cave regenerated differently. I don't know what happened.
Well, maybe it is that.
And then, I don't know if to do, remember last night I was saying the sanity. I was going to the game. There's like a skinny like.
Oh yeah, you have a sanity meter in the game.
You can like shimmy through like a like you suck your stomach in and walk through like a gap in the wall.
Cracks and caves and all. Yeah.
And I was online, and I kept going. So let's say I was on the left side coming out to the right side. I go in the left side.
Oh, the Twilight Zone thing.
I kept coming out at the left side and getting like, what's going on?
Just looping.
And I kept looping, and I don't know. Maybe it was a glitch, or maybe the sanity has something to do with it. But man, it freaked me out. It was only until Ward got on the other side of the crack and I could see his name. And I kept the camera on his name to see if it would just. Disappeared behind me.
Yeah.
Then the game went, nah, we're not going to do it here again. No one's going to believe it.
Maybe it was the sanity thing.
I don't know, but it was trapped.
It could be the sanity, though. Like, that's actually, that would be a cool feature. Because, like, what's the purpose of the sanity?
I don't know.
We still don't know that.
I don't know. I know.
My sanity's at 98%. I'm fresh.
My sanity went down when I ate a leg by accident. One of the lads threw a leg on the fire and I ate it by accident. So I was like, oh, deadly.
No, we
like,
just...
So is that a bit of Bambi or something?
Eat a load of fucking cannibals one night like, and see what happens.
Leo, you're not eating leg. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Want to, in case you have to go
like,
mad.
Yeah, what if it's permanent? How do you regain your sanity?
What if
you
start to go like,
you just start randomly attacking the lads. I mean, what are you doing?
the lads throwing the chicken.
Just starts fucking rah.
Roast chicken heads going.
That would be freaky though, man. If like your sanity was slowly depleting and you were out in a forest with one of the lads and
their name disappears.
And next of all you just start cannibal. Hearing them going
and
it's like, Louis, what are you doing?
I thought about like if what you turn into a cannibal, they turn into a cannibal enemy. So you go, oh, that's cannibal. Like,
yeah, like they turn into an enemy. You turn
like
into
only,
an enemy.
You see them,
and your objective is to kill them.
No, I was thinking like that'd work as well. But like you'd obviously say, lads, I don't want to kill you. It's like, in case you want to be a good guy.
No, but I don't think that would. That's
but if
the,
you
that's
start going mental, you start seeing your mates as cannibals,
and you start attacking them.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean? What I'm doing? I'm hitting a cannibal.
I'm hitting
like,
the cannibals.
Yeah.
That's fucking me.
Shut up.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, man. Since that cave thing, I think anything is fucking possible.
Again, the cave thing could
we were
just
in
be
a cave. No, definitely wasn't, man. 100% wasn't. You had a map there that was linked to.
Yeah, well, I hadn't got the map in time. I wasn't looking at
it. Yeah, but when you checked it, you said it went through. It was connected.
No, yeah, that's like when we found the caves all connected.
That's what I mean, but it worked. So we basically, we were in a cave and we didn't think it was going to work, but
yeah.
we came to a dead end
the
in
last
the cave.
Thing in every game you
and
do,
we said, fuck it,
it's
let's
never
just see
happen,
if we can blow a hole in the fucking wall.
Because there was a dead end and we climbed up a long rope to get to this dead end.
And we thought that it wasn't going to happen, and lo and behold, Louis chose a stick of dynamite and we ran around the corner and boom, rocks everywhere, and there was a hole in the wall, and it led us back to a cave that we were in earlier on that day.
Couldn't believe it.
We were like, no way. So
that
is anything
happened.
Is
like
there's a lot of possibilities now in this game. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh,
I actually like I'm curious to look them up, but now I kind of enjoy finding them out. You know
it's
what I mean? Like, oh, deadly, I can do this. You know what I mean?
Oh man, I can't wait to see what
it's actually a really good game, man. Like there's a lot in it. Like there's still loads more shit we have to find out. Or so yeah, The Forest. I'd recommend that game.
Yeah,
get that game, lads.
Recommend The Forest for your PlayStation.
Jump on and get freaked out.
Or your PC. I also recommend Saving the Forest.
Now I'm actually really curious to know about this sanity meter.
Yeah,
I might look that up.
Saying that, my sanity dropped a good bit more than the lads.
That's what I mean.
We don't know if it's linked to the fact
I
that
I might look that up
now.
Because I don't want to lose it, my sanity, and not
fuck
be
it,
able to get it back. It's not grand.
We'll start
fucking,
a new game. Like,
you're going into Twilight Zones and all. I don't want that shit.
I dropped to like 70% sanity.
Just from eating a leg?
No,
20%.
No, I dropped like 5% from eating a leg. But I think if you're in the dark, you're going to start
Yeah, but you've got a lighter.
You
like, you have lights.
Would you lose your mind if you're in the dark with like,
but were you in the dark on your own?
I was in the dark for a while.
On your own?
Yeah, like I was doing something else on my own, getting back to the lads.
Well, maybe that's why if you're alone in the dark, maybe the sanity will drop down.
But,
if you're with people, it won't.
I don't know.
Or it will, but like at a very slower rate.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
I say, if you find the sun and like hit the end game,
that's what I'm thinking. Where the fuck could he be? Like, I want to find that. I have my club now with my school on it. That Calamel is getting it.
I reckon he's up in the
snow. Getting a loaf with a school on a stick.
I reckon he's up in the snow or he's down
in
the sinkhole. Or he's in the sinkhole.
Has to be the sinkhole.
But you need the craft good.
Because that motherfucker wasn't wearing any armor. He's just covered in blood.
He
he's not going to survive in the snow.
It's paint. You find red paint.
How do you know it's not blood for him though?
I don't
know. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's a cannibal.
Because it's blue cannibals. I know, I said he's in the sinkhole because he was
there's
red.
There's blue cannibals?
See, you ever see the blue monster? You got attacked by three blue cunts up in the hills, remember? We tried to make a new camp.
They were blue?
Yeah. There's blue monsters and there's pink.
So maybe
there's
different tribes.
I think it's just because
maybe they fight each other.
When you stand in the snow, you literally go blue when you're cold. Your hand just instantly goes blue.
Oh, so it's just because they're cold?
I think.
It could be.
If I see a blue monster, I say that's harder. Because you've seen the blue guys. The blue guys are much more speedier and they go on all fours. And again, maybe they're different types
of
monsters.
Yeah, but I've saw them outside of the snow.
Yeah, because they'll travel, so maybe they're different.
Like, I've seen them in caves.
Again, I think maybe they're just different types.
I've fought one in a cave, do you know what I mean? So,
I don't know.
And they look the same as the one in the snow, so I don't know. Unless there's different tribes of cannibals.
I'm just wondering what other monsters are going to appear. Because there was only ever the arms.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything else except for the arms, the rhinos, the arms and legs things. The big fucking bleh.
And then,
make
and then
the mad noise.
Also,
the babies, the cannibals, the crawly cannibals.
I want to make a proposition because they call them one rhino because they're one from Rhino from Spider-Man. The big, just big.
Yeah, it just
body.
Looks like a big.
Can we call the arms Doc Ox? And can we call the legs Spider-Man? Just keep the thread.
That's
going.
A good one, actually. Yeah, we keep the Marvel, the Marvel
keep,
team.
Keep the Spider-Man.
Yeah, we keep the Marvel or the Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man team.
Spider-Man to go.
So we have the Spider-Man,
which is the big lads, rhinos, the rhinos,
Doc Ox.
The Doc Ox.
What about the babies?
I don't know.
Little Carnage.
Little Carnage. Little symbiotes.
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 No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. It's just I'm talking about the big lads. So we have we don't care about babies. We just hit them. Like we can handle them.
We're just calling babies. Yeah. Calling the deer Bambi.
Yeah. Oh, that's Bambi.
Kill the Bambi. If you see a bear, if you see a deer in the game, just Bambi, get the Bambi. Fucking starving.
By the way, like we did last week where I took a little to recording of the podcast out of context, I'm definitely taking a video of me saying, they're just babies. Just
yeah,
them.
That's where Bambi was set.
I'm just going
to
just record
Bambi
that
was set
bit.
In the forest and that's what happened to his man.
Exactly. The lads came in with that big lawyer.
The lads found a flintlock pistol and shot Bambi's man.
Click, click.
Plot twist. Speaking of, I saw a funny pic. I saw a mad picture today. Do you know in The Simpsons? Ralph, it was a meme and it was like, "Whore, ruin my day, go ahead," or something like that. And it was me. Ralph Wiggum isn't Chief Wiggum's son. And it's a picture, right?
I've seen this before.
Of all the, the three, Chief Wiggum, and what's the other copper?
Oh, Lou and Ernie, I think.
I don't know if he's, that's his name. But the other copper, he has the same, it's highlighted, it's a pic, and Ralph is in it. And Ralph's hair is the same hair. He has the same hair, features as your man Ernie, or whatever his name is, and not Chief Wiggum. And I was like, no way! I couldn't believe it, man. Just look it up. Anybody that's that into The Simpsons ran needs to clarify this. Any Simpsons diehard fans? Because I saw this and I was like, no way. I've got it on my phone, actually. I'll show you.
I'm trying to find a name.
I've got it right now.
It's not Ernie. Hang on.
I can't remember your man's name, but he's the third police officer in The Simpsons.
I know he's.
There's Lou, Chief Wiggum, and the other fella. I can't remember his name, but he looks more like Ralph's dad, basically, than Chief Wiggum.
Eddie,
is it?
I think it's Eddie.
I don't know. Hold on. I need to find the picture. I got it.
Eddie and
Lou,
yeah.
Show you. Eddie and Lou?
Yeah, he has like the little lions on the side of his head.
Yeah. And Ralph has that. Ralph has those lions as well. So
he was
like,
as well,
no way.
It's Nelson and Barney look the same as well.
Nelson and Barney?
Yeah, Nelson and Barney.
Look, there it is. It's actually freaky,
man. It's the way he's looking down at him as well in the picture. Like, that's wicked.
It's actually freaky.
Barney and...
But yeah, so anyway.
Nelson.
So yeah, there's a bit of controversy there with The Simpsons.
There it is. Barney and...
Barney and Nelson. Oh yeah.
The holiday, I think.
Barney and Nelson. And Nelson could be Chief Wiggum's as well. Same nose.
Lads, them damn Simpsons swingers. Fucking Springfield swingers, man. That was riding each other, having kids with everybody else.
Keys in the bowl and swing in Springfield.
It's a hell of a town.
Yeah, anyway.
Everyone getting monorailed.
We went from that to The Simpsons.
Simpsons swingers.
But back to the forest, either way, to sum it up, definitely recommend that you get The Forest.
Is it off offer now, I think?
It's what?
I don't know, is it still on offer?
I don't know if it's still on offer, but it was 16 quid down to
it's
11.
17 quid down to 11, yeah.
16.99, yeah. 17 quid still isn't bad, in fairness. I'd still pay the fucking 17 quid, to be honest.
I don't know if I would. I'm happy with this.
I'm glad I got it for 11, but if I hadn't, I still would have paid 17.
Because
it's worth it.
Now, when I look next year, or next month, the free game is going to be the fucking Forest Watch.
Oh, yeah, man. Watch. Free game PS.
Man,
plus
it's
going to
be
the forest.
Happens.
Fuck it. I'm glad it's only 11 quid, man. Do you know what I mean? It's actually less than a packet of smokes. When you think about it,
it's still 11 quid.
Still 11 quid.
Until the time of recording this podcast. So if you're hearing this, get in your DeLorean, go back in time.
Yeah. And buy The Forest for 11 quid. If not, 17 brick. But it's still worth it.
I say what, it's worth it if you have friends. If you have friends who want to make the jump with you.
If you're into survival type of games like Rust or DayZ or all that, it's all that kind of style, you know what I mean? So get that. It's good for the PS4.
It's good, Buzz.
I don't know if it's on Xbox, is it?
I don't know. I've seen it on PC in like alpha years ago.
If
like
it's
five,
on PC, then
5 years ago,
it's definitely on Xbox.
I've seen people playing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good time.
It is, yeah. It's buzzy.
It is buzzy.
It's a good time.
There's only more we can find and just like make more shit and just.
Well, I'm very curious about that sanity thing now.
I might
look it up, man.
You could ruin stuff for
yourself. Yeah, but I could ruin my sanity if I go for it, you know?
Come on, start again. Like,
no, because I have loads of shit I don't want to lose.
We know what it is, though. You know what I mean? We know exactly where it all is.
Yeah, I suppose I could just get you to kill me at the camp.
True, yeah.
And can, and just respawn and collect me stuff. But do you respawn? Yeah, but if you respawn, are you respawning sane?
If I died,
are you respawning sane?
I'll be honest, if I died right here and then I just woke up across the road, I could be pretty much fucking insane as well. Go back over to my dead body and pick my shit back up. I'd go insane, yeah. It's like Red Dead when someone dies and you just pick that dead body.
Why can't I just die?
I don't know why bodies stay in Red Dead when people come over and you pick up that dead body, their own dead body, and fuck it on the back of their horse.
Do they?
You can pick up your own dead body in Red Dead, yeah.
No way. I got bored of that very fast, Red Dead Online. I played that for like, I think a week or two.
Yeah, so much.
Got some shit.
I need to spend gold to get this
armor. I ended up buying shit.
To do the rest of the
fucking
missions.
I ended up putting like 30 quid into the game. 30 or 40 quid.
Good deal, man. It's not there for me to do.
Just to get, because it was wrecking me head that everybody had bolt action rifles. I was getting pinged in the head, man, with a smelly little carbine repeater. It's like level, fuck this, I'm just getting gold bars. And I got the free gold bars, the 10 free gold bars for doing the social club two-step thing. I got that. So, and then I bought some bars, so I had loads of gold bars, and I just bought up some shit. So I was like, fuck, now I'm caught up, like.
Yeah, no one's on the game anymore.
I think that's the only, yeah, no, I'm not even playing the thing. Ah, fuck it. Doesn't matter. It's still actually good to go back to, in fairness. You can always go back to.
Show a few bank robberies.
You go through phases, once they put some stuff in. But there's no bank robberies or train robberies online.
I don't know why.
That's just stupid. I'd say they're bringing them out like as a heist kind of thing. Wow, like heist. GTA heist.
Yeah, how long did that take?
Yeah, I know.
That didn't go into the PS4.
It was shit, like, as well. GTA the heists are shy. They're good missions, but the payouts are shy.
I've never played the other heists. Like these Doomsday heists and all that. Because one, I can't afford them. I can't even afford to rob money.
Grand
Doom
heists have to pay like 100 grand.
I mean, I can't even afford to rob money.
Yeah, I haven't played that in donkeys, man. I got fed up with that. It's kind of just the novelty's gone now.
It's too much money.
It's just rinse and repeat with content, expensive content.
Just can't do that. Like, all the lads go around with their flying cars and monster trucks. And
yeah, because they have had fucking hacked accounts from the PS3.
Laser fucking miniguns.
They have bleeding down Mr. Bones money.
Laser guns, laser miniguns. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm going over here with a shotgun.
With my little smelly Glock. Gone done with GTA kind of for at least until like. Get
something
the goo
new,
again, which it won't happen.
Something new comes out to deal with it.
It's probably not going to happen. Yeah. Or they make a new GTA. That's probably done until there's another one.
GTA 6.
It'd be good though. Well, I hope it'd be good. It'd be next gen.
What was it? Someone said, there was something a while back. It's gone now. But someone kind of said that they knew stuff about it. And they leaked about it.
Next GTA?
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I can't remember. At this point, I might mix it up with another person who said something.
About GTA though?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who said it, what was said?
No, because I don't want to say if it's like fucking...
Doesn't matter if it's rumours or not, was it?
No, if it was just like a troll thing to get people like hyped up for nothing. But they said they were going to play with a...
How is that a troll thing? I'd be hyped up for GTA.
People make shit
anyway.
Up. People make shit up just to troll them into the rumour mill. And so it's just me going, GTA 6 is going to be set in space. And I put it online. We go, oh, no way. There's no merit to it.
It doesn't matter, was it? I'm still curious.
There's people who have said stuff in the past and they've proven true.
I heard Vice City.
I've heard it's two characters.
It's three in the last one.
Or it's two characters, but they're separated by a time period.
Oh, that'd be
so
cool.
If it's Vice City, you'll still be 80s Vice City or 70s
so
Vice City.
So how do you go back and forth between the maps?
I don't know.
If it's a story character, basically.
Maybe, or it might be go to the...
That means they'll have to make two separate maps in two different time zones. Which would be fucking class, actually, if it's Vice City.
Zelda did that.
Because you'd have 80s Vice City, and then you'd have modern Vice City.
Zelda did that on SNES.
That's actually a really fucking good idea.
That was one of the things where they're playing with, like, Driver did it.
Did they?
Driver Parallel Lines, you start off in the 70s, and then a bit through the game, you get locked up and you come out in modern day.
And the map has changed.
It's all new cars. You don't get the new cars, you don't get the new guns, you don't get the old stuff anymore. It's all modern stuff.
That's actually cool, but, like,
if
you had the option to switch...
Yeah,
I don't like it in Driver, the way you lose the shit, then it's gone.
It's story mode.
It's the whole game changes. Do you know what I mean?
The aesthetic would be strange because Vice City is in the 80s, no matter what. We've seen Vice City twice in game, it's always been in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then it came back as a radio station.
But then again,
and that radio
Liberty City was always modern, wasn't it?
Yeah.
San Andreas was always modern. Well, yeah. No, San Andreas was kind of modern. It was 90s.
It was the 90s and now it's modern. Los Santos is San Andreas.
Yeah, but there was also San Fierro and Venturas.
Yeah, but that's Vegas and...
They might do that. What if they did Venturas?
That was another thing that was
although that'd be a bit shit because Las Vegas realistically is just a fucking strip and desert.
Yeah.
So it'd be a shit map. Do you know what I mean?
It's an area.
It'd be cool though, like if they did do it, because you'd have like maybe Area 51 and all.
Just think of how much crap is at the top of this GTA 5 map and nothing in it.
I suppose, yeah.
I mean, that Chile Island.
But like, there's no. Is there, like, Vegas itself, is that a big city? I've never been to Vegas, like, I don't know. It's big enough now. I know it is.
People live in Vegas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, like, I'm assuming it's.
Vegas isn't just. You're just thinking the Las Vegas Strip.
They could do it.
People
like,
live in Vegas, houses, you know what I mean?
It's fucking definitely bigger than Dublin, anyway. Or,
look that up now, actually.
I'd say it is. It's got to be now. Vegas, man. It's like I'm just thinking in the sense that the only like popular only thing about is it Vegas, is the strip.
Yeah. Now we're recording again.
We're recording again now.
Holy shit, man!
We just nearly switched off the whole podcast.
Oh
there.
My god, man!
Don't be put that mouse away.
I'm trying to look at how big fucking Vegas is.
And you nearly shut down the whole podcast. Do it on your phone.
I should have, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
I'm putting in how big is LA.
So what was I saying before I cut off?
Vegas.
I was talking about Vegas. Yeah, basically that. I was just thinking. we're curious to know if it's bigger than Dublin. I'm assuming it is because everything is fucking bigger in America.
Las Vegas has 188 floors.
What?
I don't know. It's floor count.
What?
As a population.
What do you mean floor count?
As 641,676 people in it.
In Vegas? Yeah. Okay, so it's not as populated as Dublin itself, but it's probably bigger than Dublin.
I see.
Area, maybe, I don't know. But either way, the city, I'm assuming, there has to be some city there. Like, I was just thinking that the Vegas Strip and Area 51 are the only two big attractions there. But there has to be some sort of, like, I'm thinking in specifics for reason to build a map.
I'm just laughing at how terrible we are with, like, fucking geography with other major cities there in Ireland.
What do you mean? I'm not that bad. I'm just wondering how big Vegas was. I'm the same as you.
Is Las Vegas just this big strip of casinos?
Like, yeah, like the city itself, I was wondering. There has to be. There is a city there. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's not just the strip. There's casinos everywhere, not just on the strip.
Ah, yeah, Vegas is fucking huge. Looking at the thing here, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a cool map.
Like, if you're born in Las Vegas, do you go to school somewhere else?
Yeah, but like, no, obviously not. Like. Yeah. I'm not thinking it's that fucking small.
That's what I'm thinking of.
No, it's not a little fucking country town. It's Vegas, man. It's still huge.
Yeah, welcome to Las Vegas.
Man, it's still fucking massive, like. But it's in the Nevada desert, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that would actually, thinking now, if they did that in GTA, that would be class if like you go into like Area 51 and all. But I don't know if they'd allow that. But they did in San Andreas.
Area.
What was it called again? In San Andreas.
I want to say Area 69.
I think it was 50. It could be 69.
Don't GTA. It's like,
I don't know. It was something like that. And anyway, and you get that jetpack mission, man. That was one of the best missions going in San Andreas. Where you had to sneak in and rob the jetpack and all.
It's a hard mission as well.
It was class though.
Hard.
I loved I went in pure stealth, you know what I mean? Avoiding the spotlights.
You have to, but then when you're going up though, you're literally just going up and all these shoulders are just blasting.
Oh yeah, that's tough. That's fucking tough.
CJ getting his head knocked to the side.
It's still good though, man. That was a class game. But that was a class mission, sorry. But like if they done that in now, GTA, that would be fucking savage.
There's a jetpack on GTA Online.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there is. The big fucking huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well then, you just sneak in and rob that. But like, I doubt it. I'd say they'll make something else. Like maybe a specific tank or like a fucking some sort of military equipment that you have sneaked. They won't just remake the San Andreas unless they do as a nod to San Andreas, which I still wouldn't mind.
The CJ's and GTA,
but the sneak. The only thing is they need to improve the sneak in GTA.
Well, that's like some people.
Because like when you, I think it would be good if they improved it. It's shite. I don't like it now.
People don't like it because it's not what the game's about. Like
yeah, but like if you, like, it'd be good to have the option. It's not what the game. The game's Grand Theft Auto.
Like the force stealth.
The game was essentially about robbing cars and shit. But like, it's not that anymore either. Now, do you know what I mean? It's fucking it's anything goes
it's
now.
Hyper realism fucking game.
Yeah. But it's good. It works. Do you know what I mean? But it'd be good if they improved the sneaking element for like missions like the Area 51. Like the way you crouch in it is fucking ridiculous. You just hunk all over like an old man. Do you know what I mean? Like a little creep stalking in the park.
Tom and Jerry sneak.
You don't actually crouch down. Do you know what I mean? And sneak like in the game. Whereas in San Andreas, you did. That was cool. That fucking mission where you got Robin Gaps with Ryder, man. That was lethal.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best missions ever. Just creeping the gaff like an absolute ninja, man.
I played that again a few months ago. It looked slightly moved.
Yeah, you barely moved.
Sneaking
like,
out
yeah.
the veteran's gaff with his boxes of
the
guns.
Noise meter and all. All you hear is, every few minutes, your man snoring.
I was watching a video online. And never the stuff with Sandra Andreas I never knew about.
What?
CJ has unique lines when he gets arrested, when he's fat.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like, oh, so you got a...
I've actually, like, to come to think about, I've never been fat in the game.
He says lines when he's fat. He's like, oh, no. I was like, I can't run so fast. He's like, I'm a fat motherfucker. What do you want me to do? Like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm in Sweden, I get a burger and shit like that. He actually has lines specifically him being fat.
No way.
Never knew about that.
That's class, man. I made so shit like that was deadly the way you had to look after your physique and all.
It's in Red Dead too.
I know, but it doesn't show.
It does show. You ever see Fat Arthur?
No, actually.
Let me get you.
Sorry, I did, but I never seen Skin and Bone Arthur. Seen like a really skinny looking Arthur.
I was always Skin and Bone Arthur because I just had no idea.
No, I've always just been grand, been normal.
I was
like kind of just average, normal Arthur, you know.
They might have passed a little bit.
Maybe they did, but I was never. My weight has always been on point in the game.
I was always.
But mind you, I don't forget to eat. I actually treat the game. Realistically like that.
Yeah.
Like I'd eat every night before I save or camp out and shit just to keep the weight on the same, you know what I mean? Just to maintain it. But I thought features like that were cool, so it'd be good if they put those into a new GTA.
If they did a bit more and
yeah, like the different fighting styles as well. That was deadly. That was fucking savage. Do you know what I mean? The way you could fight you could learn the kung fu or the street fighting or the boxing.
Yeah.
In San Andreas, sorry, but
the under the belt street fighting, yeah.
Yeah, just where he just kicks them in the balls and then knees them in the face.
It's just completely OP.
Just a big, yeah, it just killed you straight away. That was it,
the big boy Arthur.
No way. Big
roundy fucker.
That's actually class looking.
Hey there, boy.
Give me a steak there, boy.
Dutch.
Need more bacon.
Yeah. Finish the game, will you, so we can get the donut betting special.
Yeah, actually I need to finish the
fucking build it out.
And the forest. Being bet into that now.
No, scary. Trust me, man, once you get into it, you have half the game to go through and then the story will grip it back in.
How far have I got far to go?
Are you in Saint Denis?
Yeah, I'm looking for Jack.
You have three chapters left, so you have that whole chapter.
Oh, three fucking chapters.
Oh, what do you say, man? It's gonna grip you. You're gonna be like, oh fuck, I have to do this next mission.
It's getting real.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I'd say, shit got real when he went missing for me, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, the motherfuckers took Jack.
This is going to be
I was like, no, hell no, I'm going to kill everybody.
You're not going to guess where this chapter's going to go, man. You're going to be like, what? By the time this chapter ends and then it shows chapter 5 where you are, you're going to be like...
If I guess this right now, right, will you tell me if I'm right?
Yeah.
Did Dutch set up Jack to be taken?
No.
Okay. I was like, I'll kill that motherfucker. I'll kill him. I'm actually kind of getting on the boat. I'm kind of in the one. Right now, yes. I just got in the humor to finish it now.
We're not online.
So shit's going to get even better, is it?
Yeah,
because it's not. It's been good. But
chapter
4,
man, is going to be good, man.
I know there's a point where it just goes on its head because all yous were like, no way.
Yeah. This is the point where
it's
going to
go. I can't believe it hasn't been spoiled for me yet, man. I've been all over the internet, everywhere about this game.
Sorry.
And nothing has been spoiled for me.
You have three more chapters.
Yeah.
And then you have a 2-chapter epilogue, which is like fucking 4 hours long.
Oh, yeah, I'm assuming that's
and
with
then
John.
And then it's the...
That's with John. I know that.
I don't know if someone didn't play the game yet, man.
We've talked about this countless times, man.
You played it. Well, yeah, there's a 2-chapter epilogue with John.
Okay, yeah.
And then you're into Do What You Want, territory.
Like just free roam.
Yeah.
That's it then, done.
But I don't just brush off that epilogue, even though it's an epilogue. That is like... There's new mechanics and all brought in the epilogue. That's not you can't do
as Arthur. Yeah, there's mechanics taken away as well, like the fucking swimming.
Yeah, true.
That's poxy.
But keep it real though, you know what I mean? You couldn't swim in number one, so.
I know, but that's poxy. Like maybe they should have put something in the epilogue that at the end of it, maybe you can't swim. No, actually, because then that'd be still shit.
Yeah. Nah, they kept through with it, leaving to it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You don't fucking swim in the game anyway. There's nowhere to swim to.
There's nothing, yeah.
Hop on your horse.
Can you go under the water when you swim again?
No.
You can't, can you?
No.
No. Yeah, there's nothing. Fuck that. All you can do is die in the water.
Yeah.
Pretty much, like, even as but, Arthur, like...
No, man, you've three chapters left, man. It's kind of literally just going to go up and up and up and up. It's going to bring in this rollercoaster of emotions, and then it's just going to build you off before you get off. You go, now, deal with what you just have to experience, and you have to
I'm not, like, yeah, well, like, I'm already assuming Arthur gets betrayed. It's obvious. Do you know what I mean? It's yep. fucking obvious.
No.
He doesn't get betrayed?
Not like that, man. You have to watch it, man. It's
nobody
like,
betrays him.
I'm not saying
be
that.
Honest.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, cause, well, say do that. You, well just no, because there you go. You just
wanna,
give it away.
I don't want to take away because it's not just a snap and it just goes, oh, I didn't see this
one. I know, yeah. You're gonna have to make a choice.
No, it's this gradual build. And as you're playing through the chapters, you're going to realize you're not really talking to other people as much as you used to. You're not really being friendly with other people as much as you used to. Like,
Arthur's going to turn into a dickhead.
But you're, no, but you're, it's just you as a character. You're going...
But I have been.
No, it's just as it starts going, you're going to be like, wait, what's going on? We're not as close as we used to be. Why? And it just happens naturally. And you're like...
Yeah, but I...
And then when the missions start going, you're going
to
be like,
I still talk to motherfuckers at the camp and all. It's just part of the story, though, it goes that way.
It'll just gradually happen. You'll find yourself that you won't be speaking to them because you won't be bothered with them.
Yeah, I kind of started doing these chores less a bit.
Realize
I used to do the chores and to get the honor level up, and then my honor's all the way up, so I'm like, fuck the chores.
You'll see, man. It's just, it's really good. You should finish it.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know, man. It could be a box of donuts in there for you. You never know.
Fuck, will be.
Never know.
Kind of gone off them donuts now. I don't know. They're just, kind of ate too many of them.
Well,
I mean, I'm like,
by the time you finish the game, man, you'll lose like a box again.
Let's up the game and put a steak on it. That's all we need to do. That's all we need to do.
No, we're settling donuts. We're doing donuts.
Bit of steak.
For the next bitten special, we'll do steak. Whatever
something
that may
like
be.
That. We're going to have a romantic candlelit steak dinner.
We'll record that instead of the podcast. We'll record it over the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast. Yeah. Welcome back, Big Bunch. Eat a steak. Red wine, Jew everywhere. I'm telling you.
Oh, funny you. You know what? I can't think of anything else to speak about at the moment, can you?
I had something in my head there a few minutes ago.
You that can think about it, we'll continue.
Oh, there was that other game, actually, that we were watching.
Judgment.
Judgment. The Yakuza kind of spit.
Where's my hop into the Yakuza, Frank? Yeah, the Yakuza universe with Judgment?
I'm not, like, I like the look of Yakuza, but I don't think I'd get into it.
Yakuza Zero is one of the best stories I've ever played in a video game. And I'm
The Japanese do well with, this, with that shit, man. They're class. I love Japanese games for that.
And I didn't have to play any old games. The first other games experiences.
Do you know what reminds me of? Tekken.
Oh, I'm get
the fighting system, kind of.
It's so like...
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of that. Like
the story
but
is...
But more like 3D, obviously, and not side-scrolly.
Yeah. I can see what you mean. That kind of like...
The way it's like the flashes when you hit them and the doof doof, you know what I mean? That kind of Japanese style, but that's good. Like, I like that, you know what I mean? That's
it's arcadey.
It's Sega.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's Sega.
It has that flow where the story is Sega. Like Scorsese mixed with fucking Tarantino in depth characters that you're going to love in the story.
Yeah.
And then it flows into these fights. And even though the fights are over the top arcadey.
Yeah, but they're actually alright.
If it's inside missions, you're
like that's satisfying. The impact is satisfying when you hit someone that's waiting.
Saying that's satisfying when you go from a story cutscene, which is like, it's heavy on you, like, oh, let's go. I'm ready to fucking kick your teeth in, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes,
I'm gonna whoop your ass, boy.
It goes over the top, like messing fighting. You're going, you don't even realize it's like fucking kung pao fighting. You're like, fucking good, this kid.
Stomp on this motherfucker.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, but that, like. It did look alright for that, but I just don't think overall Yakuza would get into it. But that new Judgment one looks better because it has better features.
I know you, man. I know you get into it.
Yeah, the fighting system looks a lot more smooth.
It is smoother, yeah.
I was looking at it in the video.
The special attacks, usually Yakuza, when you press the special attack, the camera will change to this pre-organized.
I wonder what the customization is like.
There's no customization in Yakuza.
That's what I mean. I wonder if they put it into...
When you finish the game and you go in free mode, you can change your costume. That's it.
Not even that. Like, just the overall customization. I mean, I like being able to put on different pieces of outfits or change your hair or do something.
Your
gaffer if you have one.
You only go to the safe house just to save. There's nothing to do with it.
But that's what I mean. Judgment might be different.
Hopefully.
Maybe not. No, I can't see it being different with the safe house, but... I don't know. There might be a few more customizable features.
There's parts in Yakuza where the reason you don't change your clothes is because it's part of the story. Your clothes are always mentioned.
Oh. Your clothes are always mentioned.
Your clothes are always, people always talk about your clothes and like, what are you wearing that for? Why are you wearing that suit? Why are you wearing that type of clothing? Because there's a point in Yakuza where you're wearing this white suit and the whole Yakuza are coming at you. And you had this white kind of pinstripe
suit. I saw you wearing a black suit.
No, that's when I was Majima. That's when I was a different character. That's Majima's suit. He's the fella with the long ponytail and the eye patch.
Yeah.
No, the main fella, Kiryu, wears a white pinstripe suit.
Kiryu-san!
Yeah, him, yeah. Kiryu-san!
That fella?
That's who you are, yeah. That's the main fella. And Majima.
The fella with that, the fella that says that is the main fella.
No, that's Majima. That's the, so the fella in the pinstripes.
Oh, Majima, yeah. So hang on, that serious motherfucker with the eye patch that's pure stone-faced.
Turns into the
last. That's what you were on about that time in the last podcast.
When I said he's just complete character assassination.
Yeah, that's him. That's I didn't know who you were talking about.
Like, you've seen him in my game, didn't you? Yeah. Did you see him going around in the leather skin jacket, always fighting me, like, messing and all that, did you? Like, yeah. Running into him in the streets. That's your man, the stone-faced fucker with the black suit with the ponytail.
That you play as.
In Zero, yeah. You can switch between them. He's your rival throughout Yakuza games. But for Zero, they said, as well as saying, look, you never meet each other, only at the very last, after the credits.
In Zero.
At the early lane, at the credits, you walk into each other. As they're Yakuza 1.
Yeah.
And he's stone-faced, and he just goes, Kiryu-san! And then it just ends. So it's a nod to people who played the game. Like,
why the fuck does he change?
The whole idea is, throughout Yakuza 0, he is in prison in the city. He's not allowed to live because he tried to betray Yakuza.
Okay.
So he's constantly making money. And towards the end of it, he then proves himself and he gets brought back into Yakuza. So the whole thing is, the suits are gone and he wears these short sleeve snakeskin jackets. He's an undercut with long bald hair.
So he's back in the Yakuza.
And just, the man goes, what are you doing? He goes, you know what? I want to be something different. I want to be me own person. And that's...
That's when he becomes more lively.
He goes fucking ballistic towards the end.
Yeah, I'm just going to be a crazy motherfucker now.
Dressing up as a copper going, hey, excuse me, you can't do that. And it's just him going, Kiryu!
So he just fucking says, fuck this, I'm living life.
Now, I never played the other four games.
Turn over a new leaf, he did.
Apparently, you go into depth with his character a bit more. But it's a nice thing, like, he's the better character to play as.
Yeah.
Like, he's completely OP in Yakuza 0. And because it makes sense because he's an OP fighter when you're fighting him in... One, but yeah, that's the whole thing. I don't know what train of thought. Yeah, so Kiryu wears a white pinstripe suit. That's why you can't do customization. And Yakuza run up to this fella in the street.
So who's the other dude?
Kiryu Kazuma.
So who's the fella that says Kiryu? The Kiryu, that dude.
That's Majima. Gordo Majima.
That's the dude Majima. You are in Zero.
That's the second character in Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kiryu is the fella.
So I'm thinking of which. Hold on, I'm trying. Which one's the one with the eye patch then?
That's Majima. Majima.
That's Kiryu dude. That's him. So he's the one I've been looking at you play as the whole time.
If I was on that chapter, you'd see me play as him. The fella with the bat.
In the original.
Yeah, with the nunchuck bat.
That was in Yakuza 1.
Zero.
Or,
oh my god.
I'm confused now.
I'll whip up the pictures.
Hang on a minute. The first time I saw you play Yakuza wasn't Zero.
It was Zero.
No, it wasn't. Because Zero was the second game you got.
No, I got Zero first.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I started with the prequel.
Oh.
And I woke my way up.
Right.
Because I just seen it. It was on set.
So the first game that we are, the dude with the ponytail and the eye patch, is the happy motherfucker?
Yeah. The really over the top fucking crack head.
Oh, so in Zero he's not happy.
That's before.
He's stone faced in Zero. I was swapping it around. Do you know what I mean?
He has to make money for the...
Okay. Now I get it. So
if he leaves the city...
Yeah,
like you leave the city at one point, he comes back. He is like,
and then in the later games, which is actually the earlier games, he's the happy motherfucker.
That one later game.
Yeah. Sorry, is there not two later games?
No, just one. Just
okay,
zero.
So there's Zero, and then you can.
And then 1, 2, 3 all go in order. You literally get older. I think you're in your 40s or 50s.
In 1, 2, and 3, though, he's all happy.
Yeah. No, in Zero. He's stone faced.
Yeah, and then in 1, 2, and 3, he's all happy. That's crazy. When he's your rival.
Yeah, then he's fucking crazy. Always looking to fight you. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Right, now I have it.
We're all up to speed.
I don't know if the audience are, but anyway.
Boy Yakuza 0. It's £20. That's the price for now. It's a PlayStation hits now. So it's always going to be $19.99. It's never going to go over that.
Yeah.
Honest to God, fucking great.
Yeah, it seems buzzy.
Man,
I don't know if I'd invest.
I'm
in
watching
it
this.
Myself, but
it's
it does
in Japanese.
Seem buzzy. Like.
It's in Japanese, and I'm watching it going, I'm in depth. There's a whole scene where like it's really intense and emotional, and it's all Japanese. And I'm going, I can feel the character. I don't.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know what he's saying. Subtitles are grand.
I don't know what he's saying, but you do because you're reading it. But I can feel it. I'm like, this isn't just.
Yeah, the voice actors in Japan, go all out.
They didn't just go, let's just get the voices done and we're done. These actually pay. These are top A stars.
Like, I don't know if they are or not, but like, Japan in general, the games, they invest in that. You know what I mean? They invest in the drama.
Fuck, man. This is
which
amazing.
Is what I love about Japanese games and animes, and you know what I mean?
I swear to God, it's amazing. Like, the story can just, like, the main story is, like, what's going to happen next. And you won't know until the very end that, like, the stories, where the stories are going. Like, there's a literal, like, if Goro was looking for the fella with a tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
I think it's not a snake. I can't remember. He has a tattoo on his arm.
Which game is this?
In Zero.
Zero.
And then, just, there's no big reveal. It's just a camera pans for a quick second, and a character you see the tattoo, and you're just, it has nothing to do with it. You're just randomly sitting here like, oh fuck, that's the tattoo. What the? And then it doesn't play. It doesn't like zoom in on it, and the music goes.
Dun, just dun, 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 that's dun, the fucking dude.
No, it just quickly shows it, and you meant to just go.
Oh, holy, shit. What the? You realize it yourself.
You're off. You're back to Kiryu.
That's good.
And you're like, what's going on?
So in 1, 2 and 3 you're only one person, you only play as one character.
You can play as Kiryu as far as I know, yeah.
That's it.
That's as far as I know, yeah. In number just 1 Kiryu. You're only Kiryu. I've never played 2, 3,
but
4,
in 0
6, you play as the two lads.
Yeah.
Which was nice. It was a nice dual protagonist.
That's cool.
Play,
yeah.
So each lad has their own fighting style. Each lad has their
and
own.
And it explains how they became rivals.
No, they just meet each other at the end.
That's it?
Yeah, at the very, I think.
Oh, so it's two separate stories.
They're part of separate clans.
I see.
Yeah,
that's what a rival's done.
Not really rivals, but like he wants. No, because Kojima is this.
Sparring partners.
No, Kojima is this like. The dragon fighter. Like he's like renowned for being one of the best fucking scrappers of all time.
The happy dude.
Kiryu is.
Kiryu is.
Is renowned for being one of the top scrappers of all time.
Mm.
And Goro was also known as being like this unbeatable fucker. And he's like. I want to fight you. Like, I want to beat you.
Who says that, Goro?
Goro wants to fight him. But then, you get locked up at the start for 10 years and you get out of prison.
Yeah,
which are rusty.
Yeah.
That's how you lose all your abilities because you haven't fought.
Yeah.
And Goro's like, you know what? We're going to fight.
Haven't fought in prison.
We're going to fight. Yeah, but like, it's not the same way.
Yeah,
like,
no.
He goes, we're going to fight. I want to fight you when you're prime. So I'm going to batter you anytime we see you. But I'm going to go easy on you. So you train to get better. And then when you're ready, we'll have a proper fucking scrap. And that's what he's doing. He's training through that whole lot, so he has.
Yeah, man says that to Kiryu.
Yeah, that's why he always fights you. He wants.
Is he hard then at the end?
The very first time he has like 16 health bars or something, and he's gonna batter you. I went through all me.
What did you beat him?
I went no, because he battered me. He two shot you, but I went through all me healing items. I wasted.
Is this the very first fight?
Which you have with him, yeah.
Oh, so you're supposed to lose.
And then I didn't know that. I got him down. I got like 3 health bars down, and then he just fucking got me with a good hit. I was like bollocks. And
do you reckon anybody's betting?
They say you can, yeah.
That's
but then the cutscene goes, I'll fight you all the time.
It's like Sephiroth.
And then it comes up, you will now meet Goro in the street, fighting when you can to get level up. So I went, I'm not to waste all my items in this fucker. I didn't know it was meant to happen.
Yeah.
I say you can. If you're good at the game, I say, but you're level 1 fighting. Like, it's like a Sephiroth thing, all these health bars, yeah?
Yeah.
But I have a feeling at the end of it all, you're going to fight Goro again in his prime and have that fucking duke it out with the scrap like.
Yeah.
Because he has the same moves that he has in Zero, yeah, that you play as. So sometimes he'll whip out the bat and start to be like, oh fuck, he's on slugger mode. So he's going to do the nunchucks with the bat. You've seen him do it in Zero.
Ah, so you know what he's going to do, but he's still
lethal. But you know
how
fucking lethal he is in the game. Like, he'll whip out his blade and have the Mad Dog fucking style going on.
Yeah. I'm curious to know if anybody's beating him now.
I say you can't. So you can look it up and say it's a fucking bogey thing where in the last a cutscene will happen and he'll just fucking give you a swift kick.
Yeah, like you just that would be the most frustrating thing though.
That's what happens
getting
in some games.
All he's held down and then realizing he actually can't be fucking bet by the like, code in the game. It's like for fuck's sake, you know what I mean? That would be annoying.
I wish I bought it on this because I'd definitely give you a lengthy on this, man. Just because if you had it in your hand, you just play it. Oh, such a good game, man. Honestly, is
how much is it?
It's £20.
Is it?
Yeah, it's only ever gonna be £20 from here on out.
I know, but still.
I reckon it'll
Forest was 11. Like.
I know, it's an indie game. Yeah. I reckon it'll go on sale. Because we got the remake of 1 for free.
Really?
Yeah, we got
Yakuza 1?
Yakuza Kiwami, which is a remake of the 2005 Yakuza game that came with the PS2.
Ah, right.
In the Yakuza 0 engine. Completely remade from the ground up. And then that added in the Goro shit and all that. But yeah. Sorry, so yeah, Wes wants to play Judgment, so yeah, you play Judgment, Wes.
We have been talking about Yakuza the whole time, though. Yeah. But Judgment is basically the upgraded version. It's a separate game, but same. It's made by Sega in the same, and it's set in the same city, same universe, all that, but you're a PI.
The same map, basically, yeah.
Same map, but you're a private investigator. It's an, obviously, I'm assuming it's an upgraded version of the map.
Yeah, it's present day. But in the end, I've only ever played that map in the 80s and 2005.
But it's still, it's present day. Supposed to be better features, better gameplay.
There's some butts things that
the Judgment. So I'm assuming it's going to be similar drama, gripping. Japanese drama. You know what I mean?
That's what the fucking.
But that's good. Like I'd be interested in that.
Again, in Japanese, and you brought back the English dub.
I don't know. Kind of turned me around on Yakuza there now. Talking about that, I might try that out as well.
Should now I look? It must be on disc. If you can get it on disc, look so you get. Ah, it'd be
well on disc, obviously. You should get it. CEX, man.
Get it on second hand, man. Because like, if you can get it for a tenner, like it's worth the score. Like
I'd just buy it on the fucking store.
It just doesn't save you fucking downloading it.
Yeah, but then it's at least in my library. Do you know what I mean? So that's not too bad. True. Or I still prefer having discs. I'm still old school that way.
Discs?
Did I say dicks?
No.
I was like, what? I was yawning and stretching. Well, dicks. Holding in a yawn.
Is it in CEX?
Got that game on dick.
They sell about, you know what? Rip off. They sell about 20 quid in CEX.
What?
It's $19.99 on the store.
Are they having a laugh? And it's second hand. A second hand shop is selling it for the same price as brand new on the store.
It's always going to be brand new on the store.
CEX is, well, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. CEX are robbing bastards.
Well, the game was obviously 60 quid when it came out, whenever. But
yeah, but CEX still shouldn't be doing that. Like, you know,
I probably would have bought it on dicks.
On dicks. Bought it on dicks.
Oh, look, now I'm out there swaying a little bit.
It does sound good, like, do you know what I mean?
I think they're bringing out, I think PlayStation are bringing out gifting on the store, so you can buy a game and send it to an account so they can get it to the library.
Buy somebody else a game.
Yeah, like they used to do on the Wii, you can buy a game and send it to someone as a message.
But it won't go into yours.
No.
Yeah, fuck that.
So I want to say, if I ever wanted to buy a Yakuza, no, look, happy birthday. Here's the game, send it to your library.
Yeah, that's good. If you could do that, like send a copy. But you'd have to obviously buy the copy. Of your own, like, what if you wanted to say if I have the forest and I want to gift that to you?
I reckon
it's already in my library. There'd be an option to gift where you have to pay an extra 11 quid,
yeah. But like, you're buying the game,
like, I have the game, you know what I mean?
They'd be ramping fucking parties,
that's what I mean. Like, how are they gonna do how are they gonna make that work?
Boy, or gift this to a friend, basically, say the button is. And you press
even
that.
If it's a game you have already.
Yes, that's underneath the download button. Will have gift to a friend, and you just buy the game.
Rebuy it.
Yeah, you purchase the game to send, and then I say either you the person
well, that wouldn't be the person a gets a link the same to the as store. Going out to the shop and buying it. Like,
person gets a link to the store, and you press X, and then it just downloads to the library. It goes straight to the library. That kind of way.
Somebody will figure out a way to crack that. Man.
Probably, and then we're like, then it'll be gone forever.
Games everywhere.
Anyway, I reckon I would say that'll go one offer again. I reckon you might be able to get that for like 15 quid or 14 quid.
Yeah, so for any gamers, there's two games to check out there. Three. Yakuza, Judgment, and The Forest. Yeah, some good games. Well, I don't know, but the other two sound good, but The Forest is legal.
With friends. I can't say that enough. With friends. Play with friends.
Yeah, like, definitely with friends. It's good
on your own.
I haven't played it solo yet, but like, it's buzzy. Wardy was saying that it was good solo.
It's buzzy, but you have so much more fun with friends. Yeah. Like, it's just,
I don't think I'd have the nerve to play it on my own as well. Going into them caves and all, man, I'd be on my own. No help.
Put your headset on.
Nobody to go, lads. That's why it's freaky, man, because I have my headset on when I'm playing it. And I can hear, like, footsteps and everything behind me. And, it's actually good for that, you know what I mean? But it's freaky, so no, I don't think I'd play it on my own. I'd be too. Oh man, it took me 10 minutes to leave the plane at the start of the game because I was on my own and yous were in that server. You know what I mean? Yous are only a few meters away.
I'll give it to you.
I just didn't want to walk through the trees on my own in the dark.
You do get spooked playing as, like, not putting the spot, but playing the Evil Within, I was sprinting down hallways. You're just like, will you relax? Because I'm just happy playing games, like, as in, I know no one's going to hit me if I have a gun.
Something still can hit you.
But the fact that I was sprinting down hallways, it was freaking you out. You want me to just take it easy?
Take your time and see what's coming. Don't just run into
shit. I had a shotgun.
That's how you die.
I had a shotgun, man.
Do you know what I mean? That's how you die. Come here, realistically, if you were in a house where a murderer, you wouldn't be going around like fucking but He-Man.
I'm going down a hall with a shotgun on ground, I'm protected.
You're not protected. Not if he gets you from behind. What's your shotgun going to do then?
I have to say, this Sunday, I'm a free house for the full day.
Yeah.
So, Gaff Parry, did anybody know? No, I'm going to stream all day Sunday.
What you
the
streaming?
The Bit of Band stream is going to be open all day. I'm going to hop off, obviously, our field. We play a bit of Forest.
Yeah, I'll drop up. Yeah, it was both stream.
I'm going to play Forest.
Yeah, Forest would be good, yeah. We can show you, actually.
I'm going to play Forest, and we play a bit of Borderlands, and we're going to just stream.
Do the Facebook Live.
Because we want to...
That's what we should do. We should go live on Facebook.
And say before we hop on.
Yeah.
Do you want to come up here and play, or do you want to hop online and play on the game with us? They'll hear you through the chat. Like, they'll hear you through the stream. Like,
could do that.
Like, if you're at home, you hop in the server with us. We'll play. Have a laugh. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, we could do that. We'll figure it out, but we'll post up about it.
We've barely used the streaming thing, and we have a few.
Because nobody uses Twitch. That's why I'm saying that. Well, everybody uses Twitch. Every gamer uses Twitch, but for the Facebook audience, or for anybody that doesn't go on.
Stream to Facebook.
We can on our phone.
We'll put the phone up on the TV, like.
I suppose it's the only option. We'll
put the link on Facebook and say that we're live and do that, like, instead.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
What am I saying? We could just do that.
We're discussing what we're doing.
We'll
don't you worry about that.
Anyway, we'll sort that.
The plan is, I have the house
we
to myself.
Louis knows all this shit.
I have no work to do on Sunday. I have nothing to do on Sunday. And so, I won't be hungover. I won't do anything like that.
I'll be hungover.
I won't be.
Yeah, I will be.
You will be?
My cousin's Shane. Shout out Shane. It's his baby's christening on Saturday.
Oh, no way. You're going to be hammered. Fucking bollocks.
I'll just arrive into the podcast late. You'll be streaming, I'll just burst in. Yeah, bag of cans.
But yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, that's an idea now.
I'm going to stream all day.
People will watch that.
Starting the afternoon.
You're pissed out of it and you're freaked out of it. Playing the game.
That's the plan. I don't know what I'm going to play. I have the Forest. We have, I don't know, we might play. We switch it up. It's not because 8 hours of Forest could get daunting. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it'd be.
We have other games. There's Red Dead, we try it. We still have Apex. We can hop back to that, have a bit of a crack. Gourmet, hop on with us with a bit of that.
Yeah. The Forest will be good for a while at least.
The new.
We can show people that.
Legend. You know what I mean? Will the new Legend be out by Sunday?
The what? The new what?
Legend. Will that be out by Sunday?
Apex Legend. Yeah. Oh, that. The woman, the. What's it called?
Watson.
With two
T's.
Because she's electrifying.
Exactly.
Oh, Watson.
There's also another one revealed called Crypto.
Oh, that's another one?
Yeah, this Post Malone looking fellow.
Post Malone?
He's got a tattoo.
Do you have a picture of him? What does he do though? What's his ability?
I don't know, but people think he's linked to a laptop. People think he's linked to like the hacking or something like that.
What the fuck do you hack in the game?
There's a rock somewhere on the map. And for some reason, this rock up in the mountains, at the edge of the map.
Really?
You can ping. And apparently there's like a laptop and something like that.
So this is a new feature that you can ping?
It is there.
What the fuck?
Tattoos on his neck and all that.
He looks like a ninja. Yeah. Japanese though. Ah, this fella looks cool.
So he's meant to be the next ninja, the next thing.
He looks beast, man. But what's he do though?
No one knows you. He's not in it. This has been a data mined.
Oh, okay. So there's no info on him.
This fella hasn't been pretty cool, though. This fella hasn't been officially released yet. Or even Anne about me. It's all about Watson for the moment.
Yeah. That's sweet.
But I haven't played.
He has a sword on his back, but all you can do is swing digs.
Well,
Bloodhound has a knife that he doesn't use.
Well, Wraith has a knife you can get.
Really?
Yeah. So, apparently, in the packs, Legendary isn't the highest thing you can get. There's the heirloom you can get.
What?
Yeah, and Wraith...
There's no mention of this.
Wraith has a little... What are those little ninja knives called?
Shurikens.
No, not that's the stars. The knife is Kunroi.
Shaun knife. Kunai.
Yeah, Wraith has a Kunai.
The two daggers, the scythes, or Raphael's
things?
No,
that's called scythes.
Scythe blades, that's it.
Rat.
Kunai are the...
rat knife.
Kunai. I think they're called Kunai. And that's Kunai.
That there.
It's the scythe blade.
That little blade.
Yeah, they're throwing knives.
Yeah, that's... Raid can get that as our melee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm assuming Bloodhound can get his knife. Whore knife, whatever the fuck Bloodhound is.
It's called an heirloom box. It's like a big red glow. When you get it. Never got it.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously you have to get it in a pack.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like, I've seen people with it. But I don't play Wraith.
Like, you must get a badge for getting that or something.
July 2nd.
I don't know.
July 2nd.
Well, then, because what's his name? Gibraltar as well. He has like a hammer.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. He has a hammer, he does that. So I'm assuming that the heirlooms have to be their melees.
Maybe
that's what they all are. I haven't seen any fucking heirlooms.
Tuesday. It comes out on Tuesday.
What does?
The Watson the new, does. But wait, you know what? If Shane McGill Vale was Watson,
I want to see that other legend. He looks cool.
But no, that's when the new shit comes out.
When is that though?
Yeah, Tuesday, the 2nd.
Oh, but there'll be info about the next... That we don't new know. Legend
I have
thing.
Maybe soon. We're probably going to have a bit of time for Watson and all that.
Yeah, because there's going to be people
yesterday
over that person.
Repulsor started moving.
What's that?
You know Repulsor? You know where the Hydro Dam is? We go inside and go up the stairs in Apex.
In Apex?
So you know we like to land in Apex. So Skulltown is here. And all the way over here.
Oh, with the circle yolks in it. The circle water pit thingies.
Path, that's the water treatment. So yeah, up from that, there's Repulsor where the two big buildings that are connected. And then you go down the slope. And then the two houses and the swamp is over here to the right.
Yeah.
That first building in the corner with the two big buildings, that's called Repulsor. It has these, these big, huge metal things, kind of like big, long sheets of rectangular metal.
Can you land on them?
No, but they're all rotating now since yesterday.
Just updated the map with a bit of animation.
There's cannons on artillery and they're pointing at the Leviathans as they're getting closer to the map. Those big things in the water. So I remember the big things.
Those big monster looking things. Leviathans. They look like Netches in Skyrim.
They're called Leviathans. They were down by water treatment. And
were they?
One of them was up now by the airstrip, walking around. Like, they're moving closer to the map. There's cannons aiming ready to go at them. Repulsor is starting to move now.
So maybe a new game mode?
The map is about to change in the game. Bridges is about to be destroyed, I think. So the map is about to get changed by what's happening in the game.
So what... Do you reckon that permanently?
Yeah, it's like Fortnite. The map changed over time. Things happened in the map as things changed. So, it's good to phone, CD.
That's cool.
English.
So, what? I wonder if those big things, can you shoot at them?
I don't know, but apparently people are saying there's these big cannons and artillery and they're pointing at the Leviathans, getting ready to blow them up.
Okay.
And that thing repulsor has started moving all of a sudden. So
maybe they're going to release something,
See?
Just to change the map around, but either that or maybe halfway through the game. Something happened, the way in Battlefield, halfway through the game, the map a feature happens, sandstorm comes.
What happened in Fortnite, though, when it happened was, it just happened mid-game.
It was what the fuck, there's a big crater in the map now.
Yeah, but it happened mid-game.
But there's so much shit that happened in Fortnite now.
But that just happens over, it's not like every game you happen.
They don't announce it.
It's going to happen, so people playing the game will be in the middle of the game, and all of a sudden it'll happen. And usually people just stop what they're doing and go, oh shit, what's happening?
And
just watching what's unfolding.
Yeah, of course you would, because you'd be what the fuck is going on with the game?
The wormholes that tarred in the map and the big cube that appeared and all that shit and all. I don't know, I stopped playing.
So people actually witnessed the map changing?
Yeah, live and oh shit!
Oh, for real?
And some people realised when it was about to happen and you got into a game, there's 100 people just standing there waiting there. And of course, one person just fucked. Yogan got the most kills ever in the game because he just wiped everybody.
No way.
Everyone was standing there with their axes just watching. They went up, they all made a big, huge fucking platform and were on it. And someone went down and just fucking hacked away at the bottom. And he went, whoop.
No way. Killed everybody.
Fortnite has fall damage,
No way. Bing, 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 fuck yous all, lads. They're all standing there watching and some fella chipping away at the bottom. Yep. I'm gonna get me some kills.
Here I go, killing again.
Just hacking away. He's hacking. It was that damn Butcher P. That's what it was. Butcher P. It was Butcher P.
Hacking him.
Chopping at me.
I read that in ages, man. Oh, this Fallout Radio.
That's gas, man. The Nuka World Radio on that is savage as well. You have
it's
to check that
songs,
out.
Man. It's actually, I got Spotify recommended a summer playlist to me.
What?
So Spotify recommends summer songs. So songs you must have listened to every summer. And you've put them together as a playlist. I'll play this real quick before you have a head off. And I was deadly summer playlist. I'll listen to this. I think it's all the dance channels I listen to. Now the first one's The Lonely Island. The song called Fuck Bin Laden. I was alright.
Okay.
I start going down fucking 60 Minute Man and fucking
60 Minute Man.
What's it? Atom Bomb Baby and all there. I'm like, This is just
Fallout.
These are just songs I just happened to listen to for the months of summer. This is not a summer
playlist.
I can't
believe they're real songs. They're actually real songs.
Atom Bomb and all that.
Yeah.
Atom Bomb, baby,
60 Minute Man.
Atom Bomb.
All of them, bar the ones that one sings in Good Neighbor. They're made. You know what I mean? But all the rest of those songs are real.
I don't know.
Some of them are racist as fuck. Like, some of them are really fucking, because they're made, because these are songs from the 50s and 60s.
I know the one you're talking
so
about.
So they're like, there's one where it's, he has a line in it. He says something about,
going to the jungle, is it?
That one, yeah. Bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the jungle. That's a fucking racist.
Bingo, bongo, bongo,
I'm so happy in the jungle. That's like, fucked up, man. It's like, how did they get away with that? When you actually listen to the lyrics, it's like, that's the really
lyric
racist.
Is, there's a kind of lyric, but you're listening going, well, them's were the times.
I know, that's why, that's what explains it, but like, how did they get away with that?
Because them were the times.
I suppose, yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know if they, I don't know, yeah, it's,
you had to,
it was okay back then, that doesn't mean it's okay now.
Well, it's just, it's,
I know, yeah, it's because the overall theme of the game is 60s or 50s.
It was back, like, people had fucking segregated fucking water fountains for whatever colour your skin was. It was,
yeah, that song, Anything Goes.
Does,
he has a line about then. Something about black baby's clothes, anything goes. That's what he says, that in the line. That's not me being racist or anybody fucking listening. Yeah. I'm far from it. But that's an actual line in the song. And I remember, like, while I was building, I just heard it. I just caught that one line.
Like, wait,
I was like, what did he say? I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe it, man. I was like, that's
what did he say in the song? Well, what about Sean? Fuck Sean. What did the song say?
Come on, Sean, right? We're doing stuff here. Sean's grand. The Institute have him.
I made a crib for him, okay? When I get my baby back, he'll go in the crib.
Yeah. I remember I actually did that in the game. Thinking that that's what could happen.
Made a lovely crib.
Yeah, I made him a whole little kid's bedroom.
Little baby blocks and all, but in
go back and he's 60. I was like, what the fuck? And dying. It's like, yeah, and he's gonna die.
Were you
what
with
the
me?
Fuck?
Were you with me when I was going for the platinum and I had to just rally through the missions? And I got to the mission where Sean's just in the bed. He's like, listen to my dying words.
Oh, yeah, and it's like,
and
yeah,
I,
whatever.
And I whipped out the revolver and it just went, boom!
No, you just shot him in the head. Yeah.
And bang!
See that, Sean?
And I remember you going, oh!
His whole head just exploded. I was like, that was your son, bro.
I was even like, okay, I'm having a bad day. Yeah.
And then it actually is really hard to portray him in the game. I have to do it again now with the railroad, but I did it with
platinum,
the Brotherhood.
Man. That was a horrible plan on the game. Because I had to save Scum the game. So I got to the point where I could do no more, and I had to like do, what's the reactor mission called?
Mass fusion.
Yeah, so mass fusion is usually the breaking point where you can't do. You can only go this
way. Is it mass fusion?
Because you go to the mass fusion center, you can get teleported in, or you can fly in, or you can go in the other way.
But before that, you have to choose who you're sided with.
There's a way to get up to that point, and I had the splits done. So the next mission I did, I was about to lose missions.
Yeah.
But I had already decided with the...
It's after you leave the Institute for the first time.
I'd already decided with the Institute on my original playthrough.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, that's done. So I had the Brotherhood foil here and I have the Railroad foil here. So what I did was I saved the game 3 times, went bang, bang, bang.
Mm.
Played through the game as normally and finished the Brotherhood side of things.
Yeah.
Completely OP, deadly. And I was like, fuck. Right.
Yeah, I wasn't mad. I think the Brotherhood ending is the shittest.
Had to reload the old save, where I was like levels fucking 50-something. I was like level 90 by this stage. Like, right, back to the old game. Reloaded that, went with the Railroad, and I just fucking battled.
The Railroad, do you ever do the mission where you're fighting the Brotherhood with the Railroad?
I have to plan
that. That is a savage mission, man. When you're in the Verdeboard,
with
Tinker Tom is gassing him, man. Oh, shit, I can't fly this man. You're just like, yeah. I haven't done that yet, but I saw. I think it was Lindsay. I saw one of the boys play it at that mission. And I was like, this actually looks real good, and that's what put me onto the Railroad. I was like, I'm gonna go for the Railroad ending now.
Again, as you said before we start recording, the Railroad secret organization, not that secret.
No.
What's the password?
Railroad.
It's Railroad.
Fallout. The password to get into the Railroad.
Yeah, literally, you're learning what the words are. It's like R A.
It's fucking railroad. That's what happened to me after I got O and then L. I was like, oh my god, it's Railroad.
What's your password?
It's password. Password is password.
Big.
But yeah.
Right, I'll leave it here.
Yeah, that was a good little chat.
That was nice.
Back to recommendations. The Forest, Yakuza franchise, and what's the new one? Judgment?
Judgment, yeah.
Judgment. So they're check those out anyway for new game purposes. Other than that, hope you enjoyed the crack.
And on Sunday, let me just double check the date.
Yeah, actually, we're going to try and
on Sunday
live
the 30th of June, which is either going to be, I'll release this podcast on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, so people know.
I could be streaming,
no point in releasing the podcast Sunday morning because no one's going to hear it. Yeah, so Saturday, I'll release this podcast on Saturday the 29th.
Saturday
so tomorrow,
or something.
June 30th. Sunday. Afternoon. So probably around 1 o'clock, I reckon. Okay. I'm going to start streaming on twitch.tv/bitofbants.
I should be up maybe that time. I might be a bit up a bit.
We'll be playing some.
Depends on how hungover I am.
If I'm on my own, I might play Forest on my own solo, but I'll play it in the multiplayer map, so you can just hop in.
Yeah. I'll be there either way at some point.
I got Borderlands. I got loads of games there. I'll play something. We're going to play something. We'll have to crack. I'm looking to go all day, baby.
Yeah. Get some shit done in the forest.
Like, up until probably 9, 10.
Yeah, long out stream. I'm easy going, like, you know what I mean? There's no plans on Sunday.
You're going to hop in, say hello, come on, because I
do have work on Monday.
I streamed for Gore to watch the game before he bought it. Mm. And I didn't put the link out online. I didn't put the link onto the Bit of Bands page. Didn't put it on anything like that. And I said, right there, there's the link, watch it. And there was like 4 or 5 people starting to hop in within 10 minutes. I was like, what's going
streaming
on?
Streaming on Twitch?
No, hopping into my stream going, hey, what's going on? There's people just start watching, like, hey, did you finish the
on
game
Twitch?
Yet? Yeah, talking to me. Yeah. Happened to find me playing the game. I was like, hey, how'd you find me? What's going on? What's up, man?
Sound.
So, we're going to start streaming. We're going to start getting those stats
we'll
up.
Get people going on,
And hopefully we hit what we need to do.
Shoot the shit.
All right.
Yeah.
We introduced it this time around. Yeah, unlike last time, we introduced this podcast at the very end.
We actually didn't. Because you were going for ages. I was going for ages and not realising it was recording. Then we just said hello.
So we did introduce ourselves.
We didn't actually introduce ourselves, no.
Did we not?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm Wes.
I'm Louie.
And this has been Bit of Pants.
Yay! I just had to remember. Remember, we used to do the sound effects.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, we actually should bring those back in.
Next week.
Little sound effects.
Hey, we're back on track. And thanks for listening.
Thanking you.
See us all on Sunday.
Yeah, a bit of streaming.
And we'll talk to you then. Take it easy.
And if it's easy,
take it home. Good luck.
Peace.